From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. President Obama meets with his national security team about Syria and the fight against the Islamic State. The White House says the meeting is focusing on the global campaign to degrade and destroy Islamic State, as well as the situation in Syria and other issues. Mr. Obama reached agreement earlier this week with Russian President Vladimir Putin over a partial ceasefire in the Syrian civil war that's set to take effect on Saturday. The plan is part of a broader effort backed by the United States and other members of the International Syria Support Group. It is intended to help foster a political transition that could help stabilize Syria and decrease threats from the Islamic State and other terrorist groups. Meanwhile, the UN Special Envoy for Syria says he will convene the first meeting of a task force meant to monitor the coming ceasefire in Syria. Stefan de Mistura predicted a crucial day Friday ahead of the start of the truce brokered by the United States and Russia.
Tomorrow is going to be a very important, I would say a crucial day. A day in which we will have to start with a midday deadline for what is considered the acceptance of the framework of the cessation of hostilities.
The ceasefire meant to start at midnight on Friday is aimed at achieving a cessation of hostilities that would bring the Syrian government and its opponents back to the negotiating table in Geneva. The cessation does not include terrorist groups such as the Islamic State and the Al-Qaeda-backed Al-Nusra Front. For more on these stories, please log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Iraqi officials say at least 15 people died when two suicide bombers attacked a Shiite mosque in Baghdad on Thursday. Four of the dead were members of the security force. 48 people were injured. The first assailant detonated a bomb inside the mosque. The second attacker blew himself up when security forces arrived at the site of the initial blast. No group has claimed responsibility for the bombing in the predominantly Shiite neighborhood of Shula. Federal Bureau of Investigation Chief James Comey says the issues raised in a request for Apple to break its encryption on an iPhone used by the San Bernardino terrorists could change American society. Speaking to the House Intelligence Committee, Comey said that the FBI has an obligation to enforce the law. However, he acknowledged his own reluctance at breaking encryption intended to keep personal data safe.
We must do a competent investigation following the murder of 14 people in San Bernardino, and we will, and we'll use whatever lawful tools are available to us. But in the larger conversation, I think our role is just to make sure folks understand what are the costs associated with moving to a world of universal strong encryption.
14 people died when two terrorists opened fire on a holiday party in San Bernardino, California in December. Apple has defied a court order to break the encryption on one of the phones used by one of the attackers. Apple CEO Tim Cook has said that breaking the encryption would make all of its devices vulnerable to hacking in the future. Nevada Governor Brian Sandoval has removed himself from consideration for a seat on the U.S. Supreme Court one day after reports emerged that the White House was vetting his background for a possible appointment. The 52-year-old Sandoval said he told the White House he did not wish to be considered at this time for the seat created by the death of Justice Antonin Scalia. President Obama is considering a list of candidates to fill the lifetime job on the court. However, Republicans in the Senate have said they will not consider any appointees until after a new president takes office next January. And the U.S. Republican presidential candidates are headed to a crucial debate late Thursday, with Florida Senator Marco Rubio and Texas Senator Ted Cruz looking to curb the electoral momentum of front-runner Donald Trump. The flamboyant Trump has won three straight election contests in New Hampshire, South Carolina, and Nevada. Both Rubio and Cruz have sharpened their attacks on Trump in recent days, with Rubio contending that Trump's Make America Great Again campaign slogan is empty rhetoric. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.